أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بل الذين كفروا يكذبون والله أعلم بما يوعون فبشرهم بعذاب أليم إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم أجر غير ممنون صدق الله العظيم. In the ayahs before this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about those who denied Allah, who denied the day of Qiyamah. They did not submit to this Qur'an, the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُكَذِّبُونَ. More so, the disbelievers have refuted and they denied. One is they didn't bring iman. That was one issue. Not bringing iman in something, not believing in something is one aspect, but then denying the thing is something else. Not believing in the day of Qiyamah, that is in itself a sin, that is in itself a disbelief, but then to deny it completely, that it never happens, now multiplies that disbelief, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that now not only they disbelieved in everything, but they also denied the existence of Allah and the existence of the day of Qiyamah. Wallahu a'lamu bima yu'un. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what they have what they hid within themselves, what they have kept a secret to themselves. The disbelief had come out, the denial was also articulated, they had spoken about it, but what was in their hearts? What motivated them to disbelieve? What motivated them not to bring iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that was in their hearts, a secret of their hearts, and that was known to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Number one, it was the arrogance. The arrogance against Allah Rabbul Izzat, the jealousy against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that malice, that filth that was in their hearts, all of that was known to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about two dimensions, and that is important to us also, that the one is what we articulate, what we make known to people, and what is lurking within our hearts. Both of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the full knowledge of it. So it is imperative that whilst we will cleanse our outer bodies, whilst we will fulfill the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bodily with our bodies, our limbs, etc., equally important and sometimes more important is that we check our hearts, the condition of our hearts, the sincerity, the ikhlas. Why are we doing things? Are we motivated by the right reasons? Are we motivated by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Are we motivated to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Now, what is the consequence of all this? Give them the tidings of the painful punishment. That there is now in this world, they will suffer some setbacks. In this world, they would suffer some difficulties, some hardships. But the truth and the reality is this, that the painful punishment is the punishment of the hereafter, with which they would have to deal with forever and ever. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. Except those who have brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they have practiced righteously. Two imperative factors. One is iman in Allah Rabbul Izzat, iman in Allah, the way we are supposed to bring iman in Allah, and then iman in everything that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought to us, iman in our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in all the Anbiya, iman in all the kitabs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, full and total iman insofar as the hereafter is concerned, in taqdeer and in every matter of deen that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has commanded us to bring iman. Wa amilu salihat, and they practice righteously, and again that practice is motivated by the ikhlas and the sincerity in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lahum ajrun غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ, and for them is an ajr, for them is a reward, غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ, never diminishing, never ending. There's two aspects to this. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the reward in the hereafter. That reward will be forever and ever, and it will never ever diminish. In other words, it will be continuous, and at the same time, it will be a stable kind of reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give. Then also we find in the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person begins a deed and he begins an action. We're not speaking about the fara'is, the farz that we have to do in all instances. But sometimes a person, if we take the example of tilawat of the Quran Sharif, a person has set a fixed portion of the Quran, maybe one juz, one para, or maybe half a juz, half a para, whatever the case may be. And then sometimes the person is overcome by illnesses, by sicknesses, or a person is traveling. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is so kind, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if a person is afflicted by any kind of illnesses, or for that matter the person travels, and in that state and in that condition, the person is unable to carry out that set ibadat that he had set aside for himself to fulfill for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in those instances, the person will get his full reward, and that is the reward by Allah Rabbul Izzat in this world also, and in the hereafter. So here in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had reminded us that everything seeks the permission of Allah, everything hears the command of Allah, fulfills the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, left is insan, whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given the free will to fulfill the commandments of Allah, the free will not to do so, to deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has left to us. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had showed by way of example that all of it will be seen in the hereafter by the giving of the book of deeds in the right hand or behind the back of an individual. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.